News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you may have gone through particularly Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport recently and been delighted to know that you could leave all your liquids in your bag and you could have liquids of larger than 100 mils in size as well. A great reprieve for people trying to squash things into their little carry-ons. But new regulations on hand luggage are due to come into effect this Sunday across the European Union, including Dublin Airport and indeed there are other airports here in the country. And here to talk us through these new regulations is Media Relations Manager with the DAA, Graham McQueen. Graham, this is probably not considered good news by passengers. Tell us what's happening.
No, it's not. It's not great news. So we got word a number of months ago that the EU were not happy with the way liquids were going through these new scanning machines that are being rolled out in airports all across Europe, these new C3 scanners that we're putting in as well at Dublin Airport. So we've had to make a change to the way that liquids are going to be dealt with over the coming while. This is while a fix is found to a software issue with the new scanners. So for the next number of months, hopefully not too many, passengers are going to have to be prepared when they go through Dublin Airport to take their liquids out their bags again. And all liquids in both terminals will need to be under 100 mils. So, yeah, it will be frustrating. I did it myself there last week with the family going away on holiday. You go through T2, you could leave your liquids in. It's brilliant. So it's a setback.
It speeds things up enormously as well in the airport, doesn't it?
It does. It's quicker and it's, you know, it's the best new technology. I think passengers really enjoy using those new scanners. It comes at a tricky time for us because the rollout is pretty much complete in T2. If you go in there today, you're guaranteed to use a new C3 scanner. In T1, it's taken us a bit longer. It's an older building. Mm-hmm. It needs reinforcement work. So we're only about halfway there in terms of the rollout of the scanner. So that's why you'll see, if you look on our website today, from Sunday, there's slightly different advice depending on whether you're travelling through T2 or T1.
Yeah, I did travel to T2 in August and I was delighted because I was able to bring, it was a family holiday, I was able to bring full-size sunscreen and all that kind of stuff that I was able to buy cheaply here in supermarkets rather than being, you know, fleeced somewhere else for them. So it was quite a bonus as a traveller. Are you a bit, I suppose, nonplussed about all of this? I imagine massive investment has gone into these new scanners and now largely the reason that they're put in has been, I suppose, negated.
Yeah, well, look, the number one reason we were putting them in is because this is the best new technology from a safety and security point of view. So, look, this will be cleared up in a matter of months, we hope. So, you know, once that's cleared up, the benefit of these scanners will be there. This is a good investment for us in Dublin Airport and all the airports around Europe are putting money into this. It is the best new technology. This will serve us for decades to come. So it's not a long-term problem, but this is a bit of a blip, certainly in the short term.
Graham, just before I let you go, and obviously we'll probably have you back on when it is changed back again, because people want to know that as well. But is it that they want standardized software? They want you all to have the same software across the board? Or is it that the software that you're using, they believe, isn't accurate enough or isn't, I suppose, able to read what they're afraid of in terms of these liquids?
Yeah, there was an issue. The issue here relates to containers that are over 300 mils. So if you think of a can of Coke or a bottle of Fanta going through in your bag, the EU guys weren't confident that they were being scanned to the full effectiveness. So when they've got any doubt, safety, you know, they don't mess around when it comes to safety. So they had a little bit of doubt. So they've decided to roll it back. So they've given direction to all airports, including ourselves, that, you know, from 1st of September, the 100 mil limit needs to come back in until that software issue is corrected. We hope that is soon. We're due to complete the rollout in both terminals next year. So, you know, hopefully we can get this sorted as quick as possible. And that'll be good news for passengers when that happens.
So hopefully a temporary setback. Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is the Media Relations Manager with the DAA, Graham McQueen.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.